Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. Call or text freebeerandhotwigs.com. Next hour, Dumber Than the Show trivia. You could win up to $400. Steve's got some questions. Steve will have some questions. Do you have or we'll
I'm
get...
about halfway through.
All right. Texter writes, I need advice. My father was physically and mentally abusive to me growing up, and he has contacted me, wants to see me. It's been 20 years. So I went to see what he wants. Turns out he's dying from cancer and wants to try to mend our relationship. I don't know how to respond or whether I even should or not.
Boy, I mean,
it's tough.
Kind of only you can answer that. You don't owe it to him.
That was my first thought.
Like, I
is
mean,
you don't owe him. Just because he waited 20 years tough. And was a piece of crap.
Yeah, sorry that you want to make amends with Jesus on your deathbed for being an a-hole. If it makes you... Only if it makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I think that's exactly it.
Like, if it makes you sleep better at night because you've done that, then do that. If you don't care because he was a jerk who hurt you, you don't owe him squat. Sleep, you can still sleep good at night and not give him the time of day at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't owe anyone.
He can answer to the Lord above.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. But only you can answer that, really.
Yeah, I mean, if you woke up today and found out that he died, would you regret having not gone and seen him?
That's a great point.
You know, if you wake up, if you found out, oh, crap, before I could even make this decision, this happened.
Or would you be relieved if he died before you?
Yeah.
And if the answer is you would be relieved, then I would say don't go. You really don't owe him anything. He owed you so much more than what he ever gave you, from what it sounds like. And the guy going back there could open up all of those wounds that you don't need to. You don't need to.
I agree.
Well, unless he's giving you the option to smother him with a pillow, you might want to take him up on that.
Oh, yeah. What if he said, only you can make this choice? Pull the plug.
You get to smother me and you become my only heir.
Yeah, he wants to give you power of attorney and his fortune.
Oh, okay. Ooh, this is a good one, I think. I need advice. About 10 months ago, I sold a young kid, he's 19, a truck that I had for sale for over $7,000. But I sold it to him on good faith for $3,500. As is. He was fully aware the truck has some issues. He needed a safer vehicle and a way to get to work. We agreed he would pay me $500 up front and make payments of $50 a week until it was paid off.
Dang. So you cut the price in half?
And then offered him a
payment plan.
That's very generous.
Now you've become a lender. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You take an interest?
He agreed he would pay me. Oh, I said that part. The truck had a few more issues that would arise, and I worked with him, allowing him to wait until he got it back on the road to pay. Took another $500 off and physically helped work on it. He has only paid one $50 payment in the original $500. He owes me $2,450 and is refusing to pay anything or make a plan with me to get paid. He has since purchased a 2020 Ford F-150, a bass boat, and more. Should I file in court against him? Yes.
Do you have anything in writing?
Yeah, what's in writing? Did you sign the title over to him like an idiot? Or
yeah, that's a good point.
You know, there's a reason why banks exist and lenders exist, and why you don't just become your own bank and lender for people
you
barely know.
I mean, you may have text messages and stuff that laid it out. I don't know how that would work.
I don't either.
Also, going to court might cost you as much money as... just eating the money.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless you go to, I think that qualifies for small claims court by value.
Who's in possession of the truck right now?
Sounds like the kid.
Sounds like the kid's got it. Yeah, whose name is it in? Were you smart enough to keep the title? If you have the title, go take it. It's yours. But if you signed the title over and you just went, well, it was good faith. Man,
Yeah, you're probably screwed on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good faith is.
I want to know.
Not going to do you any good.
All right. Here's somebody following up with their own experience about a father who wanted to fix their relationship. Mm-hmm. My father wanted to make things right when he found out he was dying. He wasn't involved in my life for 30 years. Showed up at my doorstep needing help because he had literally drank his life away. I sent him to a nursing home. He had all that time to make things right between us. He chose not to until it was too late. He missed out on opportunity to have a relationship with a grandson, too. I had to protect him from the hurt I felt. Trying to make things right on a deathbed, in my opinion, was just another selfish act of his. Boy, that's right. That's a great point.
Without question, he didn't come around until he was dying and needed help.
I went and said my goodbyes, but he died a lonely man based on his own choices. Don't feel guilty for doing what's best for you.
Yes.
Rachel in Nashville, well said. That's very true.
Yep. I have not been in that situation, but that sounds like I agree with it 100%.
We had somebody else who wrote in and said, my dad was a complete bastard his whole life, and he wanted to make amends, and I chose not to. And when he died and I had not made amends, it bothered me 0%, and I felt just fine with my decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, just make sure that you think that through.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's no different than somebody else who also wasn't in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I had be like having somebody that I went to high school with come to me now and go, hey, I just found out I have cancer. Will you take care of me? And I go, what? I haven't seen you in 30 years. Why would I do that? Same thing with that person. That's a stranger.
This one, my husband was the one child of his dad's to see him before he passed away. Dad was a piece of S. His dad tried to apologize, but in so doing, he said, look, I never hit your mom with a closed fist, just so you know.
Oh, well.
Wow.
I mean, at least you did it open-handed.
God, yeah. I would have wanted to smash his face.
The polite way.
Yeah.
He said, just because you're a person who decides to go doesn't mean it's going to make anything or everything better. Oh, boy. Good insight from people, though.
Yeah, I feel like in a situation like that, you'd probably get off from the murder that you committed in that moment for temporary insanity.
You might want to double check and see if your state allows that defense. But by checking, you've already ruled out the possibility of using the defense.
But I do feel like that jury would say. Yeah.
I would feel sympathetic.
Yeah.
I mean, saying that would keep me off the jury, but if someone was there being tried for murder and they killed their dad and there was, especially if there was proof or reasonable reason to believe that that was something they said.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry. You were going to die anyway.
Yeah. Just help.
This text.
Out.
How can I talk to my mother-in-law? She makes comments about my wife and our kids' bodies.
Oh.
She's harps on them. She's been doing comments for years to the wife, and now she's doing it to the kids too, undermining her confidence and undermining theirs. Bluntly,
I would be very possible. Very direct,
bluntly and assertively. Honestly,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is doing a lifetime of disservice, even if the person thinks they're doing like some people might. We used to jokingly call it on the show corrective sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just be, you know.
Or just start doing it to her before she can do anything to your family. Next time you see her, go, putting on a couple, huh?
Yeah, oh, show her what it feels like.
Your hair. Yeah. When are you going to do something about your hair?
This is just for your own good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to help you out. I'm just trying to make sure you're healthy.
Or say, oh, yeah, that's right. You're coming from the generation that still comments on people's bodies like we wanted that opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody mm-hmm. needs that opinion, especially a child.
Yeah.
Especially a child. But yeah, okay. All right.
I mean, if this is how you want to do it, lady.
Because you better be in the best shape ever, mindset-wise, like mentally, physically, if you have the nerve to go to a family member like that and say any sort of comment on their body, their style, mm-hmm. anything like that, you better have your S in a line. Like, you can't.
But you know they don't.
No, definitely not. No. Definitely not.
It always goes back to that thing where it's like, if it's not something somebody can fix in 5 seconds, 5 minutes or less, just don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like if they've got food in their teeth, that's when you comment on their teeth.
Hey, you got a bat in the cave.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's one thing to, you know, pull somebody aside. You know, you got a son and they've got a kid or whatever. And the kid's 11 and weighs 200 pounds or something where it's like, hey, I'm legitimately worried about the health and what's happening with your, you know, like, but you don't say that to the kid.
Yeah.
You know, if you see real failures happening,
right,
then okay, fine. But
I mean, even then, like, what do they come to you and be like, yeah, well, he's got a thyroid issue and he can't help it, you know, and you've made that comment.
But that probably would have come up ahead of time. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody's like, actually, it's like, it's a real medical problem.
There are ways to go about it if you're genuinely concerned. Right. But if, it sounds like this mom's just being a vain.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. She's just a critical jerk.
Yeah.
Got a number of people who've written in about people that we had a couple where it was like, oh, dad wants to reconnect or dad did reconnect. And a couple people are saying you got to offer more grace and not hold a grudge. I get that. I don't think you are necessarily holding a grudge because you won't let someone be selfish to you again.
Right. It's you don't owe them anything. It doesn't mean you have to go and be mean to them.
Now, holding a grudge. Now, somebody wrote in, I hadn't heard this phrase. I'm sure it's been around for years, but I only recently heard it, and now I really love it. It's because somebody wrote in and said, holding a grudge is like drinking poison and hoping your enemy gets sick. Because it's really true. It really is true.
Mm-hmm.
But that
know,
doesn't
though.
Mean shutting someone out and not having them be a part of your life. That's not always the same as holding a grudge and wishing ill.
No. I love a good grudge.
I was going to say,
I love a good grudge.
Really?
You're my parent and you abused me my whole life, or you were selfish or narcissistic in any way, or cut me out completely and never like was a part of my life. It kind of sounds like they had a grudge. And you expect me to treat you with any other sort of respect than the same you treated me with? Let me hold this grudge.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, kill him with kindness. Let's just kill him.
Yeah, right. You go low, watch me go lower. Want me to plant my flag in this? Okay.
I think, I got to be honest, I think I'm inclined to agree with the two of you.
Sometimes a grudge just feels really good.
Like, I can see the other side where it's like, all right, grudges aren't great. And try not to let it bury you on the inside and tear your guts in half. But I don't have to let you in.
Also, don't blur the line between your grudge and boundaries, too. Like, that is very real to say. I'm not holding a grudge. I'm setting boundaries for somebody who seemingly took their grudges out on me.
I think that it's important to determine people that deserve grace get grace.
Yeah.
Not everyone deserves grace.
No, I don't think so. But also, like, I know for me, like, I don't really hold grudges. Like, I don't sit there and think about people that I don't like, or, you know, like, I just kind of don't. But there's also a handful of people that if I saw them, you know, and a bus was bearing down, I don't think I'd push them out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think I have a grudge, but also I'm not going to do anything to help you.
Yeah.
I don't need to. It's not my job.
That's, I think grudges, like, there's ones that, you sit and you stew and you just, that's an active hating somebody and letting it ruin your life. Or there's, like you said, where it's, I haven't thought about you in years, but if I saw a bus bearing down on you, I'd let it go.
I don't care enough about you to have a grudge.
Those are my favorite kinds of grudges.
That's a good grudge.
Like, I have a few people like that.
I just don't care
enough to grudge. Like, whatever happens to you, I don't care.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.